Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the meditation. When we're practicing meditation, we are training at learning to focus the mind and to maintain the focus of the mind on a single object. And in terms of the way that that is explained theoretically, is that there is the application of the mind to the meditation object, and then there is the sustaining of the mind, the attention on that object. And when the attention is sustained on the object, the mind, the attention comes to one-pointedness. That is, the mind gathers together on that object of attention. So the meditation object can be various. The one that we usually use and that most of you will be familiar with is the breath. But one can become one-pointed on any object other than the breath, such as sensations in the body, a topic like loving kindness, moving the attention through the body and paying attention to the component parts of the body. But the process is the same, that we first of all place our attention on that narrow field, and then we sustain our attention on it, and only when that attention is sustained continuously does the mind come to one-pointedness. Not only are we sustaining our attention on the object, but the one-pointedness is that we sustain our attention in the present moment. So the mind doesn't move away from the object to other objects outside the narrow focus of that object, but it also doesn't move away to the past or the future. And so it's these two aspects, the ability to stay with the object and to stay focusing in the present moment on that object, that is the key to the mind coming to one-pointedness. Now, what can happen when people are practicing is that they sustain their awareness and they start to experience a pleasant feeling. They start to experience some sort of coming together of the mind that feels like energy gathering together. They can have some visual signs coming up in the mind. And the question often arises, should I pay attention to that, the pleasant feeling, the peaceful feeling? Should I pay attention to that silence in the mind? Should I pay attention to that energy that's gathering together? Should I pay attention to those lights or objects that appear as visual symbols in the mind? And one of the ways of working out what one needs to do at that time is to see whether it is sustaining attention both within the narrow field of the object of attention, but also in the present moment. Because what can often happen when one starts to pay attention to something that has arisen as a consequence of one's focusing of attention, that the narrow focus of attention becomes lost and the attention, the awareness becomes much more diffuse. It can become diffuse because we're now looking at a much broader field, if you like. So instead of focusing in on the breath moment after moment and becoming aware of the breath in its very fine qualities, so the breath after breath, and then the component parts of the breath, just the molecules of the breath, the touch contact becoming more and more subtle, so that you have to really be sharp in your attention, and you have to be really patient to wait until that touch sensation occurs. You have to wait very patiently without moving out to catch that touch sensation, making it happen faster, making it happen sooner. That is, you're moving away from what is happening in the present moment to make something happen faster. When you move from that sort of one-pointedness to a more diffuse object, then you not only expand the range of your awareness to a larger field, but you also move away from what is in the present moment, very often to trying to manipulate what's arising, to manufacture, if you like, the next thing that's going to happen. So that diffuseness of the object carries over into the diffuseness of the time element, that you're then trying to make the future happen more quickly. Now, if you haven't experienced that in your meditation, it may not make any sense what I'm saying. But if you've come to a point where you've been able to maintain the focus of your awareness on the meditation object to the point where everything else falls away, you're not listening to sounds, you're not feeling sensations in the body, you're not thinking about anything, you're just staying with the meditation object, you will have experienced that there is this sense of the mind gathering together. And what's happening in the mind becomes everything that's important at that moment to you. That's where you want your attention to be. That's what you want to stay with. That's what your interest is. But once things start to arise apart from the object, so the peaceful, pleasant feeling or that sense of energy gathering together, the mind can very easily go into no longer just knowing what's happening, but trying to make something happen. The attention is no longer so focused, and the mind moves into trying to create something that's not yet arisen. So at that time, we have to be very patient and very collected and not allow the attention to become more diffuse. It's only by staying focused on the meditation object, more and more subtle meditation object, that the mind will come to the real one-pointedness. When people say, should we watch the breath, or should we watch this, or should we watch that, only you can tell what is happening. Only you know where you've come to, and only you can really gauge what you should be doing by the consequence of moving off the breath onto whatever it is that's arisen, whether it's the feeling of energy gathering together or the visual objects that arise. If you pay attention to those, what happens? And if the mind goes further into its focusing, into its one-pointedness, then it's time to do that. But if you have the experience again and again that Once you move off the breath and you go to the peaceful feeling or the energy or whatever, gradually the mind loses its energy, its focus, and then you start to be aware of thoughts again, you start to hear sounds again, you're aware of your sitting posture again, then that's an indication that you've moved off prematurely. You should stay with the breath. That should be the object that you stay focused on and that you wait patiently for whatever is happening with the breath to happen without trying to manufacture what hasn't happened yet. So as I said, this will only make sense to you really if you've experienced this situation, but this is the situation that arises for people who've been practicing for some time. And this is a question that often comes up. When should I leave the breath and when should I go on to something else? You have to know for yourself when's the right time to leave the breath. So now we're going to sit together in meditation, so please make yourself ready. And if anyone has any questions, they can ask them at the end of the sitting. Beginning by focusing in on the sitting posture, relaxing the body and establishing your attention in the present moment. Tuning into the mind, being aware of the mood of the mind or the state of the mind working with the mind. Relaxing the mind. And only when you're ready, moving on to the breath as the meditation object. mind has moved away, bring the attention back to the present moment. Focusing on an object in the here and now. The mind has wandered away. Bring the attention back to the present moment. Be aware of an object in the present moment. Subtle shift in the focus of your awareness to be aware of the quality of the mind that is observing the object, the feeling in the mind, the state of the mind. The quality of awareness that is observing the object. Noticing any changes that have taken place in the mind since the beginning of the meditation. Changes in the way the mind feels. Gently expanding your attention to include the body, the way the body feels. Take a few moments to contemplate the meditation and how the meditation went, what happened in the meditation. The effect of the meditation. And however the meditation was for you, now is the time, as we come towards the end of the meditation sitting, to actively, deliberately bring into the mind a feeling of appreciation and goodwill towards yourself, having made the effort to come to practice, and for having made the effort in the practice itself. To deliberately generate a feeling of friendship, softness, warmth towards yourself for your effort. And spread that feeling to everyone here, sharing in the effort this afternoon. And bring your attention back to yourself. Generate that feeling of warmth and softness to yourself. Appreciation, goodwill. Allow that feeling to remain with you as we come to the end of the meditation. Does anyone have any questions? Perhaps I'll just make a comment. I talked in the beginning about focusing the mind and narrowing the focus of our attention. That seems to be in contrast to what happens at the end when I instructed you to expand your awareness. First of all, when you're aware of the mind that was watching, the quality of the attention that was generated through focusing. And then I asked you to expand your awareness to the whole of the body. And then also to focus on yourself with appreciation, and then to expand the awareness to include everyone else in the room, and then to come back to yourself. And that seems to be you're doing the opposite of focusing, but what actually happens is that as you focus the mind and you work towards one-pointedness and the mind becomes more concentrated, that is gathering in on itself, it becomes more intense, like something that's diluted or something that's concentrated without being diluted. There's much more strength there. And so then that strength can be applied to various objects. So the expansion that takes place then is that you're expanding a concentrated mind rather than making it diluted or diffuse in the way that you are when before the mind is one-pointed, before the mind is concentrated, it's scattered. It's scattered over various things. It doesn't have the intensity. But once you've developed the intensity, it's like having a high-powered torch or a high-powered light that can move around and pick up with its strong power, can move over an area and take in everything that's there. So it isn't that one is dissipating the energy, one is using that strong source of energy and using it over a wider range. And this is really what happens when we are trying to use the concentrated mind to develop insight, to use it for vipassana. We have developed this concentrated mind, this very intense its ability to attend very intently to something, and then we apply it to various objects. And because of the intensity of the concentration, the development of the strength of mind, we're able to see things more clearly, differently than how we normally see them. So it's a good exercise to play with once the mind is focused and concentrated and intense as you're coming to the end of the meditation, to then move that mind outwards and inwards, expanding it and bringing it back again, and recognizing that you're using this concentrated mind not as a way of diluting it, but allowing it to range over a wider territory. Again, this is something that is difficult to explain or put into words, but which you experience as you use your developed mind to examine different objects or different experiences. So the feeling in the body, when you have that concentrated mind, it's no longer the way we normally feel the body or the way we feel it right now. The body seems to be encapsulated in a very complete different perception of the body. The perceptions change. You start to experience this directly by expanding your awareness to include the body at that time. Any questions? If there are no questions, then please leave quietly so that if anyone wants to stay and practice, they can do so. And I'll move over to the reception area. If anyone would like to come and speak to me, they're welcome to do that there.